This is PW Torch columnist Sean Radican, and today I am joined by the fight coordinator from Jason Bourne, Roger Yon. Roger, how you doing today?
Good. Nice to meet you, Sean.
It's nice to meet you. Just so people know, Jason Bourne is out on December 6th on 4K Ultra HD, Blu-ray, DVD, and On Demand, which is this coming Tuesday. It's great to have you on. I'm thrilled to talk to you about the new Jason Bourne Blu-ray and coming out. My first question is, it was almost a decade between Jason Bourne films. What were your feelings when you got the call to work on the new movie?
Well, I was thrilled. I was excited to do it because it's you know, kind of Jason Bourne, all the films, it's known for its action, because the main character that Matt plays, he doesn't say much. He walks around and he just kind of analyzes and he kicks ass. And so to be called and to be asked to handle the creative aspects of creating the fights for the newest Jason Bourne films was, I was obviously thrilled to do it. And kind of, it's been a blessing because I've been fortunate enough also to be a part of the choreography for Skyfall, which was the 50th anniversary, the James Bond films as well. So,
oh, wow, awesome.
Yeah. So I've been, very blessed in that way. And I really enjoyed working with Matt Damon, superhuman being, very, very down to earth. Very, very hard worker and a very astute person.
You've been working on some of my favorite franchises, it sounds like. You're the fight coordinator for this movie. Can you just tell our audience what your job duties are in terms of what you do on, to prepare for the movie and then on the set?
Basically, the fight coordinator is the person that's in charge in terms of assembling a good team the stunt doubles, as well as to generate the action, to create the action, to serve the needs of the script, the story, the director. So obviously, having to talk with Paul Greengrass, and he let us all know, what was needed, or where Jason Bourne's character has been, and what his mindset is. Also, I've worked, closely with Gary Powell, the stunt coordinator, as well. All of us, in terms of doing action for the film, first and foremost, is to embellish as much as possible what the story, what the script, what the characters need to express, as well as, creating the most visually entertaining and, provoking response to the audience, to make, hoping that the audience will buy into, or at least be affected by what we do. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, definitely. One of my questions was, what was it like to work with Matt Damon? Can you expand? You already gave us a little bit, but can you expand? What was it like working with him on set and, putting those fights together in general? Was it, it seemed like, I don't want to give too much away, but I watched some of the Blu-ray extras. It seemed like he was a good sport about in terms of putting the fights together.
No, brilliant. Matt has been one of the best people to work with. I really thoroughly enjoyed hanging out with him, as well as working with him, and then also the collaboration. For him too, physically, he was already working. He had an affinity for boxing.
Yeah.
The film, when we now see Jason Bourne, it's been 10 years, and Bourne has been keeping a very, very low profile, and how he's been making a living, as well as kind of keeping his reflexes up and also maybe exercising his own personal demons, that he's been fighting underground bare-knuckle boxing fights, to survive.
Right.
And so there was that mindset. And then Matt has been training with his own personal boxing coach. We collaborated a lot, and I asked, where he felt his techniques were strongest, if he was carrying any kind of weaknesses or injuries, which he did. He had hurt himself in a previous film, so he was favoring the right shoulder a little bit. So, we kind of emphasized more his left side body, left hook, left arm techniques. And but he was a trooper, and even when it came down to doing the knife fights, we had originally planned for kind of this elaborate engagement, disengagement, disarming between him and the asset, Vincent Cassell, where the knife exchanges hands three times. Well, it didn't come out in this particular film only because, and I think it was a very, very good choice by Paul Greengrass. We, the setting meant to be fighting in the underbelly tunnels of Las Vegas, but it was through like a homeless camp of people.
Right.
All their detritus.
Yeah.
Well, 2 days before we were to shoot that fight scene, Paul says, he goes, I'm really sorry, folks, but this doesn't seem right, and changed it. So it became this, like this, it was still underground tunnel in the storm tunnels in Las Vegas, but was completely empty. So now the look of it, the silhouette of it, looks more like a like the bowels of a Roman Colosseum.
Yeah.
Two gladiators battling it out to the death, which totally made sense story-wise as well as visually, because Matt, Jason Bourne and the actor Vincent Cassell's character, they're the last two and the first two of the Treadstone program.
Right.
And there's a personal animus between the two because of Jason Bourne's father. And so there's a very much a personal, visceral hatred and a drama there that needs to be played out without the, kind of, I guess, the insertion of other people or too much of other elements and things and visuals. It just needed to be them. And so it was actually quite a challenge because the actors, as well as myself, we had to recreate a completely different fight scene in that 2 days. And they had to learn
wow.
it and put it on film, which they did spectacularly. Yeah, so...
Since you brought that, I did have a question about that that climactic scene in the movie between Bourne and the asset, Vincent Cassell, and it's a great fight scene. And a couple of questions about that. One was it hard to? I know you said you had to put something totally different together. Was it hard to put something together to follow the awesome, that insane car chase they had between Bourne and the asset before it, and make something, just to, did you feel a pressure to top that in any way?
There's always, in life, there's always pressure. It's what you do with it, and my personal philosophy is this, like, putting more pressure on yourself, then you become more concerned with the pressure and less focused on what is right now in the present moment. And the present moment is actually to be creative. So I just kind of had to put that aside and just think in terms of, okay, what can we do? And between Matt and Vincent, and also two very, very excellent stunt fight doubles, create something that is as memorable as possible. And just to kind of, it was under pressure and there was that stress, but you got to perform. And just like, the character of Jason Bourne, what do? You take what comes, you see what's available, and you deal with it. And that's what we tried to do, in terms of with Matt and Vincent, for them to be under pressure to learn new fight routines, what I had to do was basically, okay, what are they used to doing in terms of what we've already accomplished in the previous fight? And I took elements, or at least the beats, the rhythms.
Yeah.
And I usually try to go 3-4 or 4-4. Because music is done that way, the human psychology and human mind it memorizes easiest in groups of threes or fours. That's why when we think about telephone numbers, we have groups of three and four numbers.
Right.
Nobody really, well, you have to be very, very intelligent or very, very special to memorize, seven or ten or whatever number of digits as a total group. You generally confine it into groups of three or four that you can manage. And so that was, our methodology, the combinations. Pa, 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 that kind of rhythm and build and then put it all together, and try to bring in what they were already used to in certain movements. It's just that the order of the movements may be changed to adapt to the new scenario, to the new fight complex in the new scene.
Now, there's a very cool sequence in the fight where I believe Matt Damon's character, Jason Bourne, has a pot and the asset has a knife and they kind of do an exchange with that. Can you talk about putting that together? That was I really enjoyed that sequence.
Yeah, it was basically all the detritus that we could have used, and I had thought about using even an old pair of jeans and whatever, but what was left in that atmosphere, there was a tea kettle on the ground, and not much else, and there was a cable, and there's some other things. The thing is with Jason Bourne, we've already seen him, you know, do wonderful things with a book, a rolled up magazine, with a cord, and then in the previous fight in this particular film, I had him break off a chair leg to deflect and fight off a barbell, against another of a chair leg, So the tea kettle that was, the beat up old tea kettle. Well, that's the most innocuous thing that you can see that wouldn't be a weapon, but it'd still be, wide enough circumference that it would be kind of like a shield. So, it's just kind of a natural process. And, I had Vincent basically do a basic five-count cutting action from Kali and Matt deflecting. And so we built that, and then to let it impale into the bottom of the kettle. And by Matt spinning the kettle, or Jason Bourne spinning a kettle, it kind of rid both of them of a weapon. And then they can get into the nitty-gritty, the real dirty stuff, which was hand-to-hand combat. And it wasn't as it's not as technical as previous Bournes because of the fact that they were so emotionally invested in hate and wanting to kill each other. It became more of an animalistic fight, which is what Paul Greengrass had said as well.
Yeah, that's a great scene. And to kind of wind things down, there's people that buy buy this on Blu-ray or Ultra 4K. There's a whole section of extras on the fight called Born to Fight. There's bare knuckle boxing, close quarters, and Underground Rumble. You're featured heavily in all of these. Can you just talk about those extras and what people can expect from? Have you seen those and what people can expect from those?
Actually, no, I don't. I haven't seen very much of them.
Okay.
What I can say is this: is that it was a pleasure working with Matt and everyone involved. Also, from my personal perspective, It's always great to be involved where you can investigate and try to broaden personal horizons. And so being able to do as a fight coordinator for Jason Bourne, it was a great opportunity. I enjoyed it immensely. And as you can tell, what we plan to do or what was planned oftentimes isn't what ends up on film. Sometimes it's changed, and generally, but someone of Matt's as well as Paul Greengrass's reputation, it's always for the better, but it's always unexpected. So what I learned about that, and which is similar to, I guess, what Jason Bourne goes through, expect the unexpected and be ready to adapt to the environment.
It is. I will say it is very cool to see you. You're right in there with them as these scenes are being filmed, kind of, talking out things. It's just a very cool to see that process for all in that all those big fights. You get to see the process of with you talking to them and so forth. It's very cool extras for people that check this out this coming Tuesday.
Great. I'm looking forward to it myself then.
Roger, it was a pleasure to have you on, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you. Pleasure to talk with you, Sean. Take care.
Thank you. So for Roger, this is Torch columnist Sean Radican, signing off.